Who counts as black in the United States? That thorny question has reached the U.S. Supreme Court. That's because some Republicans in Louisiana want a narrower definition of blackness to be used in voting rights lawsuits. Such a change could curtail the power of black voters across the country. NPR's Hansi Lo Wang has more.
It's not the first time the Supreme Court's been asked to weigh in on who counts as black in voting maps.
The first is number 02182, Georgia versus Ashcroft.
Back in 2003, then-Justice Sandra Day O'Connor announced a ruling for a Georgia redistricting case that hinged, in part, on a calculation. It's used to help test whether a map of election districts violates the Voting Rights Act by minimizing black voting power. The technical term for that calculation is
black voting age population of between 30.
And determining who makes up that black voting age population became more complicated after U.S. Census forms started allowing people to mark more than one box to report their race. So the Supreme Court's ruling in 2003 in that Georgia case set a standard.
It was a side note to the main question in that case. But now that side note has been moved right to the center of a debate about racial fairness.
Kareem Creighton, a former law professor who's now a redistricting consultant, says for close to two decades, voting rights cases that focused exclusively on the voting power of black people have followed that standard from 2003. That includes black people who also checked off the box for white, Asian, or another racial category.
We've sort of understood this to be more or less settled policy that Democrats and Republicans alike have used.
But in a filing to the Supreme Court, Republican state officials in Louisiana are now calling that definition of black a, quote, independent legal error. The Louisiana Republicans argue that black should only include people who check off either just the black box or both black and white and do not identify as Latino, which the federal government sees as an ethnicity that can be of any race.
I think what it really reflects is another tactic to narrow the ability of minorities to win representation.
That's Morgan Kauser, a voting rights historian from the California Institute of Technology, who's skeptical of the Louisiana Republicans' arguments, including that the Supreme Court's 2003 ruling for the Georgia case should not be applied to their case because the cases are about different sections of the Voting Rights Act. Still, there may be another driver of this legal debate over blackness.
For some, I think that there's a moral concern, and they want to push towards a colorblind society.
This is Atiba Ellis, a professor at Marquette University Law School who specializes in voting rights law.
I think that there are political forces that want to erase considering race from our politics, despite the long history and even the de facto problems that we see ongoing today.
A lower court judge cited that history in rejecting a narrower definition of black. The judge wrote that it would be, quote, paradoxical, to say the least, unquote, to ignore Louisiana's long and well-documented expansive view of blackness, which once included using the one-drop rule to define a black person as anyone with ancestors who were considered black.
There was a very specific purpose for using this blood math.
And that purpose, says Wendy Godin, a historian of race at Xavier University of Louisiana, was to define racially ambiguous people as black and to preserve white political power. The way Godin sees it, this current legal fight over who counts as black in redistricting,
it has nothing to do with people's identity. It has to do with power.
Power that, depending on how the Supreme Court rules, may shrink for black voters as growing numbers of people identify with more than one race. Hansi Lo Wang, NPR News.